From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth program on this Monday. And I trust that you had a good day yesterday by going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church where you were able to worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith, where you had the opportunity to hear the Word of God preached, and where you had the opportunity to sing the praises unto the Lord. Don't miss church. You know, the Bible tells us that we are not to be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but rather we are to be getting together constantly to exhort each other, to encourage each other, and we're to do it more as we draw closer to the return of Christ. That's what Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 teaches us. And so I trust that you were able to go to church yesterday and had a great time in doing so, simply because of the fact that that is something that God would have you to do. Well, today we're going to begin a series entitled The Value of the Christian Home. The Value of the Christian Home. I think one of the things that must be concerning to God is the fact that the Christian home today is not what it used to be. There used to be a time when moms and dads would gather together with their children and pray together, would eat together, would plan things together. But we are now living in a time when it seems as though homes just don't have that togetherness as they used to have. Families don't eat together so much anymore. And certainly, the matter of the family altar is something that is very, very rare in the homes of people who claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And I am convinced that one of the reasons why we are facing so many issues in America as well as the rest of the world today, that we are, issues that are unbiblical, issues that are godless, issues that are sinful, I believe that one of the main reasons for that is that our homes and families, our Christian homes and families, are not what God would have them to be. And so this week, we are going to be talking about the value of the Christian home. And our foundational passage is Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. And in this passage of Scripture, we find that Joshua is coming to the end of his ministry. He, of course, had served the Lord under Moses for many, many years, from the time that they left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea and went through the wilderness. And then, of course, after Moses died, Joshua's responsibility was that he was to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land and establish the land for the Lord. And Joshua was very faithful in doing that. He was faithful to all that God called him to do. And because of his faithfulness, the people followed Joshua. They followed the Lord. And during his time of ministry, everything that God wanted him to do was done. The people were blessed. Israel was settled in the land. But when we come into Joshua chapter 24, we find that it's just about time for God to take Joshua home to be with him. And so Joshua was giving his final words, as it were, to the children of Israel. And notice what he says in verses 14 and 15. Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15, he says this, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. And what a statement that is there at the end of verse 15. And I trust that you have your Bible open. If you don't, try to find your Bible and mark that if it's not already marked, where Joshua said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That is a verse of Scripture that should be underlined, should be meditated upon, should be memorized, and should be practiced by every father, every grandfather, every mother, every grandmother, every Christian home. The commitment, the challenge, the endeavor to serve the Lord should be that which is at the heart of every Christian home and family. Now, before we go much further, let me ask you a question. You are a father, a grandfather. You are a mother, a grandmother. Is that your goal in your family? Can you say that as a Christian grandfather, father, grandmother, mother, that your goal is to serve the Lord in your family? Now, I can hear somebody say, "Well, why are you bringing in the grandparents?" Well, just as an aside here, keep in mind that when you study the Bible, that the Word of God teaches us that grandparents also have a responsibility to be involved in raising their grandchildren. It's not just that the parents have the responsibility to raise their children, but grandparents have a great responsibility to be involved in raising their grandchildren in the ways and the things of the Lord as well. And so I believe that a strong family will be made up of grandparents who know and love and serve the Lord, as well as parents who know and love and serve the Lord. But there's the challenge. Joshua was basically saying to the children of Israel, you determine today who you're going to serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood. And by the way, when he talks about the flood there, he's talking about the Red Sea. He's talking about the fact that back in Egypt, they served false gods. He says, you know, make a choice. Are you going to serve those gods that the Egyptians served? Or are you going to serve the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell? They're all false gods. Make a choice. Are you going to serve them? But he goes on to say, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What about you? Right here at the very beginning of our series on the value of the Christian home. Mom and dad, grandma, granddad, who does your family serve? Stop and think about it right now. Is your family serving the God of sport? Is your family serving the God of education? Is your family serving the God of finance? Is your family serving the God of pleasure? Stop to think about it for a moment, would you please? I think one of the problems in the home and family today is the fact that God is not central. Many other things are central, but God is not central. I mean, how many times today, now stop to think about this, how many times today is it true that children are led away from church and Sunday school on the Lord's Day because of a soccer game, or a football game, or something that's taking place at school? Back in my day, those things rarely happened. In fact, in the home that I was brought up in, I was not allowed to play baseball or football or soccer or anything like that on the Lord's Day. That day was set aside to honor God. But today, you find that games and activities take children out of the local church and put them out on the football field or the soccer field. And believe you me, moms and dads, if you are allowing that to happen, you are laying the foundation for your children to get away from the church. You really are. Christian homes are homes where the church is a very vital part of their life, not to be forsaken, not to be skipped, not to be separated from. And so if you are a Christian grandparent or a Christian parent, and you are allowing your children to go to some sport activity or whatever the case may be that will take them out of the local church, you are laying a foundation for them to depart from the things of the Lord. You mark it. You are laying the foundation for them to depart from the things of the Lord. When Joshua said back there in Joshua 24 and verse 15, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," his point of emphasis was God is going to be number one in our home and family. Now, we're just about finished with today's program, but let me ask you this question. Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Dad, take a look at your family right now. Can you say that God is number one in your home and family? Be honest. Be honest before God. Be honest before yourself. If you are driving down the highway, Mom and Dad, look at each other. Ask each other, is God number one in our family? If you're sitting around the table having a meal, look at each other. Say, is God number one in our family? This is a very important question to ask as we look at this particular series this week, The Value of the Christian Home. The Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together over the radio, we will identify for you what the Christian home is, because I believe that there are many people today who fail to understand what the Christian home is. It's not just a religious home, but it's a home that is centered around the truth of God and His Word, and we'll be talking about that, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together here on the program. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio, that we might be able to continue to study this very important subject of the value of the Christian home. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.